from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 9525 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hello listener, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we will bring you first our news, followed by news from across Indonesia. Today in History, My Indonesia, News in Brief. We continue Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, and to conclude our program for today, we present you Music Corner. That was our program summary for today over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here's the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo says the construction of 8 dams completed this year. Police Chief Tito Karnavian calls for international world to jointly fight against terrorism. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo came to look at the construction of Kuningan Dam in Randusari village, Kuningan, West Java on Friday. He stated that this year the construction of 8 dams will be completed, including the Kuningan Dam. He also explained that the Minister of Public Works and People Housing built 65 dams and one by one will be completed. Concerning the construction of Kuningan Dam, the President said the construction process is going to be completed sooner, and the relocation of residents affected by the construction of the dam is also running well. The President remarked that the Kuningan Dam will be able to irrigate 3,000 hectares of rice fields located in Kuningan and Brebes Regency Central Java, which is located nearby. It can also meet the raw water requirement of 300 liters per second for 300,000 family heads. Chief of Indonesian National Police, General Tito Karnavian, calls for the international community to jointly fight against terrorism. He also ensures that Indonesian condition is safe after a series of terror attacks early this month. On Friday, Chief Tito Karnavian invited several ambassadors to his residence. Thus, he calls for friendly countries through the representative of each ambassador to jointly combat terrorists. To some ambassador, he ensured that Indonesian's condition is secure. General Tito Karnavian also pointed out that post-terror attacks in Surabaya and Riau, police personnel have secured 74 suspected terrorists. The chief police hopes the performance of his personnel can make the international world trust Indonesia. Moreover, the task of the police not only provides a sense of security to the community but also ensures the atmosphere to remain conducive, so the international trust is also maintained. The plenary session of the House of the Representatives DPR has decided revision of the bill on crime of terrorism without any interruption and debate. The members of the DPR have approved the bill into law. In a speech to the panel response of the government, Minister of Law and Human Rights, Yasona Lawli, said at the House of the Representatives plenary session in Senayan, Jakarta on Friday that after being approved, the law is immediately enacted and this law becomes an important momentum in combating terrorism. He also said that the eradication of terrorism is not enough through preventive measures, but it also must be preempted from the time of planning to take action. He added that the approved law is very comprehensive because it has also accommodated the protection of victims of terrorism by the state and also the involvement of Indonesian Armed Forces TNI in eradicating terrorism acts. Acting Mayor of Bandung, Muhammad Solihin, is optimistic that the presence of West Java International Kertajati Airport in Majalengka, West Java, can support economic progress of West Java and the city of Bandung. He ensures on Friday that this airport will increase the number of foreign tourists visit to Bandung. Moreover, Kerjajati Airport becomes the second largest airport after Soekarno-Hatta Airport. He added that there will be more foreign tourists like from Australia and European countries to visit Bandung via the airport. On Tuesday, President Joko Widodo officially opened Kertajati Airport in Majalengka, West Java. The Department of Tourism and Culture of West Java is optimistic that the target visit of 50 million foreign and domestic tourists to West Java will be met if the International Airport West Java in Kertajati Majalengka Regency operates in 2018. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. State-owned shipping operator PT Pelayaran Nasional Indonesia PT Pelni and National Pet Care PT Garuda Indonesia have agreed to cooperate in the expansion of cargo shipping services. The agreement was marked by the signing of Memorandum of Understanding between Pelni President Director Insan Purwarisya L. Tobin and President Director of Garuda Indonesia Pahala Mansuri in Jakarta on Thursday. Director of Sea Freight and Toll Transportation PT Pelni Hari Budiarto remarked that the cooperation would further strengthen the company logistics services. He also said that by partnering with Garuda Indonesia, which provides air transport to various regions in Indonesia, Pelni's business in logistics services will be more competitive. Pelni can reach more cities in Indonesia. Meanwhile, Garuda Indonesian Cargo Director Sigit Muhartono welcomed the cooperation, which is part of the company's plans to expand its cargo network. The company will optimize its cargo distribution network in a bid to increase the growth of cargo business. Indonesian handmade jewelry successfully attracted the Japanese market, especially at the 22nd International Jewelry Kobe IGK exhibition held in Kobe, Japan more recently. Head of Indonesian Trade Promotion Center ITPC Osaka, Ikhwan Yusuf, said that at the exhibition, Indonesian domestic companies presented a wide range of Indonesian jewelry products that presents the superiority of handmade products. Ikhwan also noted in a written statement received on Tuesday that handmade jewelry raises the visitors' curiosity about the story behind the jewelry making. Indonesian participation in the IGK 2018 is one of the efforts to keep promoting Indonesian premium jewelry portfolio to Japan. IGK is one of the largest jewelry exhibition series in Japan. Minister of Trade through ITPC Osaka and in cooperation with the Consulate General of Osaka facilitated 12 local jewelry brands from Indonesia at IGK 2018 event. The last item, ahead of the Champions League final where Liverpool FC and Real Madrid meet, people in Egypt look enthusiastic to witness their football star Mohamed Salah to win the most prestigious soccer trophy in the European continent for Liverpool. One of Egyptian citizen Ahmed Rai, who is also an owner of a cafe, said that all Egyptian people love Salah. Even the star of Liverpool has also brought his country into the 2018 World Cup finals in Russia. With this condition, he believes that Liverpool will win thanks to Salah's goals. Why the Egyptian love Salah is because so far Mohamed Salah has shown good behavior in the field and outside the field. Ahmed also stated that his coffee shop is ready to be a place to watch together the Champions League final match on Saturday night. Ahmed Rai predicted that the score between Liverpool and Real Madrid 3-2. All the prospective goals from Liverpool will be presented by Mohamed Salah. I really love Mohamed Salah. The Egyptian people also do love him. Salah becomes the pride of Egyptians and Arabs. Salah also inspired young people in Egypt. Meanwhile, other Cairo resident Mahmoud stated that Salah has been transformed into another hero for Egyptians like Superman. In addition, he supports Salah to receive the Ballon d'Or award. However, Mahmoud stated that Real Madrid will win in the final match that will take place in Kiev, Ukraine. Real Madrid is the best football club in the world. Real Madrid, in the end, will beat Liverpool. I support Mohamed Salah at the World Cup, but I wish Mohamed Salah will get Ballon d'Or. During past month in Egypt, there are various attributes of Mohamed Salah, including a number of toys that reflect the figure Salah, and panel slides that use the motif of Salah. And the date with the best quality is named with Salah date. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
News from across the country. Unique and interesting information from across Indonesia.
Listener, welcome to our weekly news from across the country, the segment which presents interesting information from various regions in a week. The first story comes from Padang, West Sumatra. The government of Padang, West Sumatra prepares an integrated tourism area of Mount Padang, which stretches along the coastal city as a major tourist destination of Lebaran or Idul Fitri 1439 Hijri. Head of Tourism and Culture of Padang, Medi Iswandi, said that with a total area of 550 hectares, Gunung Padang, Muaro, Air Manis Beach, Cimpago Beach, and Muaro Lasak are predicted to be the crowd center of tourists during Lebaran. In addition to enjoy views of the beach, tourists can also doing swap photo or a selfie around the flag of the IORA participating countries held in 2015 in Padang. In addition, there are games around the beach, such as scooters, cars for children, and typical culinary of Padang. In order to support the increase of tourists, several facilities have been strengthened since the end of Idul Fitri last year, among others, the additional pedestrian connecting Cimpago Beach to Muaro Lasak. Next story comes from Lamongan, East Java. The festival of Sego Boranan, a typical food from Lamongan Regency, East Java, was held on Saturday, which prepared 15,000 portions of food at the central alun-alun Lamongan, East Java. Region of Lamongan Fadeli said that the festival was held on the occasion of the 449th Lamongan City anniversary. The event presented 150 peddlers of Sego Boranan who have prepared 100 pincuk or portions each peddler. Sego Boranan can be enjoyed by people for breaking the fast. Sego Boranan festival was firstly held, which is a typical culinary that can be found in Lamongan. It has become an integral part of social culture of Lamongan society. It is called Sego Boranan because the rice is placed in bamboo container called boran and often served in pincuk or banana leaf wrap with a variety of side dishes such as cork fish, milk fish, chicken, until the most typical sili asap and rempeyek. The last story comes from Garut, West Java. Cikembulan Zoo in Garut Regency, West Java is closed for public since its facilities and infrastructure are recovered during Ramadan to provide optimal services for tourists during the holiday of Idul Fitri or Lebaran. It was said by manager of Cikembulan Zoo, Rudin Arifin. It was also an opportunity for animals to enjoy a quiet atmosphere and not interact with the visitors. He also said optimal care to various species of animals should be done to keep them healthy. Moreover, entering the next season, the animals need a special care. Cikembulan Zoo will be reopened for public in Lebaran holiday, which is predicted mostly visited by people who want to enjoy the holiday with their family and relatives during Lebaran. That was the news from across the country.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Hello listener, nice to be with you in our regular program Today in History over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Well, it started on May 26, 1966, when Guyana gained its independence. Guyana, located in the north of Latin America, liberated itself. Guyana was discovered by Spanish sailors around 5th century. So Spain became Guyana's colonialist. In early 18th century, Great War occurred among European countries to occupy Guyana, Suriname, Venezuela, and a number of Brazilian regions. In 1815, the Vienna Agreement was signed by countries involved in the war. In the agreement, regions' borders, which were disputed by colonial countries, were determined. In the division, Guyana became territory of British colonial. Finally, Guyana gained its independence on May 26, 1966. However, at the time, Guyana's status was still as a member of Commonwealth. In 1970, Guyana really released all relation with colonial country, Britain. The next event is that in 1972, the United States of America and Soviet Union signed Agreement of Anti-Ballistic Missile. Treaty of Anti-Ballistic Missile was treaty between United States of America and Soviet Union on limitation of system of anti-ballistic missile, which was used to defend territory on nuclear weapon. On May 26, 1972, the then President of United States of America, Richard Nixon, and Secretary General of Soviet Union Communist Party, Leonid Brezhnev, signed Treaty of Anti-Ballistic Missile. The treaty was valid for 30 years, starting from 1972 until 2002. The last event is that in 2005, Radius Prawiro passed away. Dr. Radius Prawiro was an Indonesian economist and politician. His economic and political career began as the Secretary of People's Security Committee in Yogyakarta in 1945 and continued as a three-licensed officer in Yogyakarta. He was the staff of a military governor of the Yogyakarta and worked as the technical officer in the National Accounting Office. Then he held the position of Deputy Minister for the National Audit Office of Indonesia, Deputy Minister for Central Bank, and Governor of the National Bank of Indonesia, Governor Bank Indonesia, and served as concurrently as Governor of International Monetary Fund and the Vice Governor of Asia Development Bank for Indonesia. Radius became a member of the President Economic Expert Team and served as head of the Governing Committee of the World Bank. He was then appointed as Minister of Trade in both Second Development Cabinet and the Third Development Cabinet, Finance Minister in the Fourth Development Cabinet, and was Coordinating Minister for Economics, Finance and Industry and Development Supervisory Board. He recorded his views of economic policy in Indonesia in a useful book, Indonesian Struggle for Economic Development, published in 1998. Radius Prawiro passed away in Germany on May 26, 2005 due to heart disease. Well, listener, that was Today in History. Thanks for listening.
Indonesia in Economy, International Politics, Sports, Environment and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with a daily segment My Indonesia, which today is on supporting Palestine. Indonesia exempts dates and olive import duty. Stay tuned. Indonesia removes tariffs for certain Palestinian products. For the initial phase, Indonesia will exempt the tariffs of dates and olive oil originating from Palestine. This is a form of Indonesian support for the Palestinian struggle in the economic sector. Indonesian Minister of Trade Enggar Tiasto Lukita conveyed it when meeting Palestinian Ambassador Zuhair Al-Shun in Jakarta, Tuesday, May 22. He said, in the future, other products will be selected and agreed by both parties. The Minister of Trade said this meeting as a follow-up to the signing of a memorandum of understanding concerning the preference for the exemption of import duty tariff of 0% for certain products from Palestine. The signing of the MOU was conducted at a bilateral meeting between the two countries on the sidelines of the 11th World Trade Organization, or WTO, Ministerial Conference on December 12, 2017. According to Minister Enggar Tiasto, Tuesday's meeting was the first with the Palestinian ambassador since his assignment in Indonesia in November 2017. Ratification of the MOU has been completed with the issuance of Presidential Decree No. 34 of 2018. However, this memorandum of understanding has not been implemented because the technical guidance of implementing arrangement has not been signed by both parties. The implementing arrangement draft exchange had been conducted several times, and Indonesia submitted its last draft on January 26, 2018. If it has been signed by both parties, Indonesia will soon issue a regulation of the Minister of Finance as the implementing rule for elimination of dates and olive oil tariffs. Indonesia's exports to Palestine in 2017 amounted to $2.05 million. Export commodities to Palestine include extracts, concentrates, and essences of coffee and tea, pasta, perfume, bread, and soap. Meanwhile, the value of Indonesian imports from Palestine amounted to $341,000. This value rose 20.09% compared to 2016. Indonesia's imported products from Palestine are dates, both dried and wet dates. That was my Indonesia Today.
Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. President Joko Widodo came to look at the construction of Kuningan Dam in Randusari Village, Kuningan, West Java on Friday. He stated that this year the construction of 8 dams will be completed, including the Kuningan Dam. Chief of Indonesian National Police, General Tito Karnavian, calls for international community to jointly fight against terrorism. He also ensures that Indonesian condition is safe after a series of terror attacks early this month. The plenary session of the House of the Representatives DPR has decided the revision of the bill on crime of terrorism without any interruption and debate. The members of the DPR have approved the bill into law. Acting Mayor of Bandung, Muhammad Solihin, is optimistic the presence of West Java International Kertajati Airport in Majalengka, West Java can support economic progress of West Java and the city of Bandung. State-owned shipping operator PT Pelayaran Nasional Indonesia and National Flag Carrier PT Garuda Indonesia have agreed to cooperate in the expansion of cargo shipping services. The agreement was marked by the signing of Memorandum of Understanding between PELNI, President Director Insan Purwarisha L. Tobin, and President Director of Garuda Indonesia Pahala Mansuri in Jakarta on Thursday. Indonesian handmade jewelry successfully attracted the Japanese market, especially at the 22nd International Jewelry Kobe, IGK exhibition held in Kobe, Japan more recently. Ahead of the Champions League final where Liverpool FC and Real Madrid meet, people in Egypt look enthusiastic to witness their football star Mohamed Salah to win the most prestigious soccer trophy in the European continent for Liverpool. One of Egyptian citizens, Ahmed Rai, who is also an owner of cafe, said that all Egyptian people love Salah. Even the star of Liverpool has also brought his country into the 2018 World Cup finals in Russia. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 95.5 kHz, you can also listen to audio streaming www.voi.co.id. Listener, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to a tourism object in Alor, East Nusa Tenggara, namely Tuti Adagayu Fountain. Stay tuned! Listener, Alor Regency, which is located in East Nusa Tenggara or NTT, has abundant natural sources which are able to present interesting views for visitors. One of them is Tuti Adagayu Hot Spring in East Alor Island. This hot spring is worth to become tourism destination. Tuti Adagayu Hot Spring is located around 50 km from Kalabahi City, the capital city of Alor Regency, Northeast Alor Timur District, NTT. Listener, Tuti Adagayu Hot Spring is easy to access by using motorcycle or car because it is supported with good condition of road to the location. Trip from Kalabahi City to the tourism object takes around 1 hour. Before entering the location, the visitors will be spoiled by walnut forest scenery and also shady trees which are suitable for relaxing along with family. Listener, it is different from other hot springs in general. At Tuti Adagayu Hot Spring Complex, there are two locations of hot springs whose locations are not far apart and at the middle of river stream. The water of first hot spring comes out from earth, which sounds like big motorcycle, as if welcoming the visitors, and is ready to accompany the visitors at the location, but the visitors are allowed to touch it. Its water is very hot. Listener, the second hot spring is located around 50 meters from the first one. The hot spring here spurts from sediment of small stones that has been hardened, with height more than 1 meter at around the hole, and it has beautiful orange color. At the second hot spring, its water is friendlier because it can be used by visitors to take a bath and to release fatigue after traveling. In addition, the visitors can also enjoy the beauty of Tuti Adagayu Hot Spring, whose stream flows slowly to estuary and always releases bubble, foam, and warm water. The warm water may be more comfortable if the visitors stand at the edge of the river. This hot spring contains of sulfur, so the local residents believe that taking a bath at the river can cure skin disease. Beside the spurt point, there is also spout points from the bottom of the water, such as small spring which always releases hot water. Here, small animals cannot also survive if they are close to the stream. Listener, Tuti Adagayu Hot Spring has unique phenomenon. It sports hot water and crystal stone, which makes this area become attractive for people who are bored with city situation. Thus, Tuti Adagayu Hot Spring is very appropriate for any visitors to be the right destination to visit if they are in Alor. That was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening. thank you for still being with us in Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia or to our email address english@voi.co.id or to voi.english@gmail.com. Listener, now let's listen to Miscellany.
Miscellany. Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello listener, welcome back to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Miscellany, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesian life, including art and culture, customs and tradition, technology and environment, even lifestyle. Today's edition will be about Tenganan Festival 2018. A tourism festival organized by the Indonesian Ministry of Tourism in cooperation with the government of Karangasem Regency through the Tourism Office of Karangasem Regency. This festival is a part of 100 calendar events that will take place in various corners of Indonesia throughout 2018, which is Visit Wonderful Indonesia Year. Tenganan Festival will be very special because it is held simultaneously with Usaba Samba Ceremony in Tenganan Pegrisingan Village, Karangasem Regency, Bali. Local residents refer this as Mekare Kare and Megeret Pandan. Tenganan Festival actually is an event which is mainly featuring the tradition of Perang Pandan or Pandan's War. Of course, this is not a real battle. However, philosophically, Mekare Kare means worshipping Indra, who is the god of war for Hindus. This ritual is a form of dexterity practice for the soldiers of Lord Indra, also to commemorate the freedom of the people from the grip of cruelty of King Maya Denawa. With the theme of Old Village, Tenganan Festival 2018 will live the tradition of old villages in Karangasem Regency, which is a high cultural heritage. This year, the festival will be held on June 7 until 8, 2018, in front of Balai Patemu or Meeting Hall, Tenganan Village, Manggis District, Karangasem Regency, Bali Province. It is called Pandan War because the weapon used for this so-called war is several thorny pandanus leaves or Pandanus amaryllifolius, tied together to resemble a mace. This ritual is open to all Tenganan men, young and old. Even visitors can participate by first attending a prayer session led by traditional elders or priests. With pandanus weapons in one hand and a wicker shield in the other hand, two fighters wearing Balinese sarongs and bare chest come forward to fight, beat, and fend off each other. After a pair finish fighting, another pair will follow, and so on until the fighters run out. Hittings are only allowed to the back, chest, and neck of the opponent, and not to be directed to the face. Once all over the fighters' bodies, sometimes bleeding, do not make them carry any grudge towards each other. After the war is over, the participants actually look amicable, even quite friendly. They would help each other by applying herbs to the injured parts of the body. The event is ended by eating together or magibung. In Bali, only Hindus in Tenganan perform the Pandan War ritual. Tenganan is known as an old village inhabited by Bali Aga people. This village in general is different from other villages on the island of gods, especially in performing rituals. Tenganan consists of two hamlets, Dautukat, or roughly translated as West River, and Pegris
and pegeringsingan. The latter is famous for its geringsing, double-tied woven cloth which is a precious heritage, worn or used during important rituals. You can watch the making process of this special woven cloth while traveling to Tenganan any time of the year. During the Tenganan festival, a special dwelling arena is established. The houses are gracefully decorated, and the girls will board a large wooden swing as part of the celebration. Well, that was Miscellany today with the topic Tenganan Festival 2018. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. Thank you for listening.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. It's nice to meet again with me Putri in Music Corner, a musical segment that introduces you to Indonesian music. In today's edition, we will present various Indonesian religious songs. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Padamu Ku Bersujud by Afghan. Happy listening and stay tuned with us in www.voinews.id.
Oh.
Listener, Padamu Ku Bersujud, composed by Afghan, was released when welcoming Ramadan in 2008. This song was Afghan's first religious single. The song depicts that no human being is free from sin intentionally or not. Afghan himself thought Ramadan is a month of forgiveness. Therefore, we all have to improve ourselves and ask forgiveness for all the sins committed. Listener, let's listen to next religious song entitled Suasana di Kota Santri. Enjoy the song. Suasana di Kota Santri, sung by Anang and Syahrini. The song released in 2010 is a recycled song. Previously, a Qasidah group named Nasi Daria has popularized this song. As the title suggests, Suasana di Kota Santri describes the atmosphere in a Santri city, a term given to cities that have many boarding schools. Listener, here is another religious song entitled Semua Karena Allah. Happy listening!
Apa gunanya mata? Apa guna telinga? Jika yang kau lihat, jika yang kau dengar, membuat murka Allah.
Apa gunanya mulut? Apa gunanya hidung? Jika yang kau ucap, jika yang kau cium, menambah murka Allah.
Semua karena
listener, that was Semua Karena Allah, sung by Astrid in collaboration with the Hijau Daun Personnel, Dide. This song was intentionally created to welcome Ramadan in 2011. The song reminds humankind to always be grateful and to always worship to Allah only because all the blessings that are given come from the Almighty, and whatever the human does must be something that Allah blesses. Listener, to conclude our segment Music Corner for today, hear another pop religious song Hingga Saatnya Kan Tiba by Alexa. I'm Putri Safitri Ardela, happy listening and sampai jumpa.
Thank you. Indonesia.
Today's sounds.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th Floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.